This is Brian Coombs of Messiah's Church, your pastor for the day. She was right after all. She heard him outside knocking while everyone else was inside praying. She recognized his voice, even as he most likely spoke in hushed whispers. It is true that she left him there in the cool dew of the pre-dawn morning, but that's because she was so shocked and glad that the Apostle Peter was out of prison. She endured the light-hearted but still misguided comments of the now-informed but now-interrupted prayer meeting, which said of her report about Peter that she was out of her mind. In all these, as the moments would soon show when the group came outside to Peter, she was right after all. With this, I introduce you to Rhoda. You can meet her yourself at Acts 12. I've never met a woman with the first name Rhoda. I'm sure they exist, but it would be nice to meet one. If you're looking for a name for the baby girl you're expecting, let me suggest Rhoda. She was a good woman of God, and we are blessed to have Luke introduce her to us as he did. But why is that? Again, she was right after all, and she let the right stand without drawing attention to it or defending herself about it. There was no, "I told you so." In fact, there was nothing else at all. Luke never mentions Rhoda again. He only mentions at the outset that Rhoda was a servant girl. There was only her insistence in what the Lord had done more than what she had said. We would expect this of a servant girl. Let Luke's comment about Rhoda, then, just stand for the right comment it is. Never mind that, unlike the prayer group, Rhoda actually went outside to look for what inside was being prayed and saw it with Peter. No, let's ourselves but do Rhoda's own example and just be servants, looking out for the Lord's will to be done as prayed, even if it involves us in just a simple task as answering a gentle knock at the door and coming back with joy, especially when and if we're right after all. This is Brian Coombs of Messiah's Church, your pastor for the day.